Late last week, under pressure from Republicans in Congress, the department released a portion of the withheld funds for after-school programs. However, the majority of funds are still on hold. The South Harrison School District in the Bethany area reports a loss of about $60,000. In Maryville, that number is around $55,000. These programs were targeted towards English language learning, STEM education, and teacher development. In St. Joseph, the missing funds total nearly $1 million, according to Robert Hedgecorth, an assistant superintendent at the district. The money would have gone towards supporting teacher recruitment efforts and migrant students. The district is also missing over $100,000 for teaching English as a second language.
We do have a good population that we do serve there, and so that $124,000 we're seeing frozen right now from the federal government, we will have to fund from local dollars.
Area districts say they're watching the situation. Here's Hedgecorth.
So it's a fluid situation. We're continuing to monitor it. And we hope that in the end that those funds will be released. Now, future fiscal budgets that the federal government passes obviously will depend on what happens there.
Overall, Hedgecorth says the district will not cut these programs, but will find other funds.
There might be some efficiencies in there that we can find to help streamline that, but we're going to make sure that our kids have the resources they need to be successful.
For KXCV, I'm Gavin McGough.